Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 18. It's on Jennifer Duarte, D-U-A-R-T-E. Jennifer Duarte is a 28-year-old woman who reports she injured her back at work on 3-6-18. But on that occasion, she was in a standing position and reaching up and forward to move a 30-pound container. Pinsky states this is fairly typical of the type of tasks she would do at work. There was nothing unusual about it, but she felt some pain in her back. Appeared she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appeared she did undergo therapy, but no injections or surgery. Appeared, new paragraph, per her claim petition, Ms. Duarte alleged that she was lifting a heavy box and felt a sharp pain on her lower back on 3-6-18. Medical records show she was seen by Dr. Kuznets, K-U-S-N-E-T-Z, at U.S. Health Works on 3-8-18. Perici stated she bent over to pick up a box that was not heavy, but when she tried to get up, felt pain in her back and buttocks, and then started to feel pain going down one of her legs. Period. She asserted there were no known prior acute trauma or cumulative trauma to the affected body part. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with thoracic and lumbar strains, for which she was initiated on conservative care, but this included the use of naproxen and hot and cold therapy. Period. She was also placed on activity modifications. Period. She did receive physical therapy on the dates described. Period. She saw the providers at U.S. Health Works through 4/23/18. Period. She was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement and was discharged to regular duty. Period. You also reference an advocacy 24/7 follow-up report in which the petitioner reported an additional date of incident on 4/16/18. Period. Petitioner advised she was unable to put pressure on her right foot and it was swollen. Period. She complained of intense throbbing pain to her right foot and was sent to Concentra for further evaluation. Period. She was already discharged to full duty at U.S. Health Works on 3/26/18. Period. On the visit of 4/17/18, she stated the corner of a heavy box hit her right leg and foot. Period. She complained of swelling as well. Period. Exam found point tenderness in the foot, but was otherwise normal. Period. X-rays of the right foot were read as normal. Period. She was diagnosed with a right foot contusion. Period. She followed up on 4/23/18. Relative to her foot injury, period, her right foot pain had resolved. Period. She also did not offer any subjective complaints involving her back. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 3/6/18. Jennifer Duarte reportedly injured her back moving a box. Period. She currently states it was 30 pounds in weight. Period. However, in the contemporaneous treatment documentation, she describes that the box was not heavy. Period. She was empirically diagnosed with a lumbar and thoracic strain and initiated on conservative care. Period. In short order, her symptoms improved and she was discharged back to full duty. Gertrude then asserted in mid-April 2018 that she had her right foot struck by a box at work. Gertrude was diagnosed with a contusion for which x-rays were negative. Period. She was once again discharged from care back to full duty. Period. In paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Duarte is entirely benign. Period. She also does not report any current symptoms. Period. However, in the winter, she feels pain in her back without radicular complaints. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. Remains highly functional. Working full-time in an office job and part-time teaching dance. Period. End.